Bob, Emmett, and Grat, three brothers that would return to their hometown to do business. But the business to be transacted would cost the lives of two of those brothers and some of the town's citizens as well. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside. In the early 1890s, the Dalton brothers had held up several trains and robbed many banks. By the fall of 1892, Wendy Alvey says the gang decided to return to the town where they grew up.
Bob Dalton, who was the leader of the gang, probably assumed it was getting too hot for him and they should make a big heist and go to South America and retire. And he thought the easiest place to do that would be Coffeyville because he knew that people in town didn't wear guns.
On October 5th, 1892, Bob, Grat, and Emmett Dalton, Bill Power, and Dick Broadwell decided to rob both banks in Coffeyville simultaneously.
They decided they would come into town and hitch their horses on 8th Street, which was the main street, and then split up, with Bob and Emmett going into the First National Bank and Grat being in charge of Broadwell and Power going into the Condon Bank. Unfortunately, their plan was thwarted right away because the Brewster Construction Company had pulled up all of the hitching rails on 8th Street.
So the gang hitched the horses in an alley. Grat Dalton, Power, and Broadwell entered the Condon Bank.
In the Condon Bank, they were foiled again by a teller who told them that there was a time lock on the safe and they couldn't get into it. And they believed it. That's because Grat was in charge and he wasn't very bright to start with.
The teller told the robbers the time lock would open at 9:45. Grat never bothered to look at the clock that was already nearing 10 a.m.
Meanwhile, Emmett and Bob in the First National Bank were getting the money and they started to come out the front door not realizing that there were 25 Coffeyville citizens who had run to the hardware stores, gotten guns and ammunition, and were ready for them to come out of that bank.
What happened when both sets of thieves emerged from those banks is next time as we travel the countryside. In Coffeyville, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.